Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're here to discuss an article about a famous TV show some of you might know. Do you remember when you were a child, what were some of your favorite TV shows,
well,
Laura?
Well, I actually grew up in Australia, so when I was
really?
A kid, I oh. know, I would wake up super early just to watch Cartoon Network.
Yeah. I would do the same thing. We also had Cartoon Network in America. I think it's a worldwide channel.
I know. I also, though, I like Doraemon because
oh, yeah.
I had those comic books with me. My relatives would actually send them from Taiwan.
Oh, cool.
So I love reading Doraemon, and when I found out they also have the cartoons, like the cartoon version, I also enjoyed watching them.
Okay. I didn't learn about Doraemon until I was an adult, but I still like the series.
Right.
When I was a kid, my favorite was Sailor Moon.
Oh.
Yeah. I love
美少女战士. That's a Chinese translation.
Oh, okay, okay, yes. I watched every single episode. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about cartoons today, I think, because we're all, like, you know, recollecting all these great memories of our childhood TV shows or cartoons.
Yeah, so we're talking about a cartoon which is actually very, very popular in Taiwan.
Right.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and learn what it is.
Reading.
The Fantasy World of Chibi Maruko-chan. In Japan, few animated shows are more widely loved than the one based on the Japanese manga series Chibi Maruko-chan. In fact, social media is full of posts that share people's fond memories of this classic show. The artist, known by her pen name Momoko Sakura, first created the series in 1986 as a manga in a monthly magazine. Its main character is Maruko, a 9-year-old girl who lives with her family in suburban Japan. Maruko is known for her easygoing personality that encourages grown-ups to hang in there and not take life too seriously. The childlike, innocent mood of the character made her a star in Japan. Many of the stories and characters in Chibi Maruko-chan were taken from Sakura's own childhood growing up in the 1970s. The manga series became extremely popular and was made into a cartoon television show in 1990, which continues even today. This show has been aired in more than 60 countries. It is still one of the most popular television shows in Asia as a whole.
Okay, so our article today starts off saying, in Japan, few animated shows are more widely loved than the one based on the Japanese manga series Chibi Maruko-chan. So that's the show we're talking about today.
Okay. We try not to give away so much in our intro, okay? 所以我们刚刚的句子我们先来看一下，先提到的 animated 这个形容词，大家应该觉得好像有点熟悉，因为日文的 anime, okay, 其实就是卡通啊，动画，所以 animated 它就是源自于这个英文字哦，这个是一个形容词，表示卡通的。 Okay, 不过刚刚我们有看到 few animated shows are more widely loved. 这里呢，我们其实要谈到的是一个否定加 比较级, 然后有最高级这样的意思哦, 因为像否定词 no 啊, nobody 或是 nothing 等等的字, 跟比较级连用的时候, 其实它的意思就等同于最高级。 我来举个例子比较清楚哦, 就提到了吃好了, nothing tastes better than mom's food, okay? 那其实这样子的意思就等同于 mom's food tastes the best, 就是妈妈煮的爱心哦, 这个食物啊, 当然就是 全世界最美味的啦。 那其实呢，除了刚刚我们提到的 no, nobody, nothing 的否定词以外，其实也有带否定含义的，也就是本课的 few 或者是 little 都有这个几乎没有这样子的意思哦。所以回到刚刚的课文，就是说在日本几乎没有卡通节目比这个樱桃小丸子这个长久连载的卡通更加受欢迎的啦。 OK, 那刚刚有提到 manga, OK, 或是日文的 manga, 它就是漫画的意思，而 series 就是系列的意思哦。
OK, so yeah, we're talking about the manga and anime Chibi Maruko-chan is what it's called in Japanese and also in English. SoIn fact, social media is full of posts that share people's fond memories of this classic show.
Mm, that's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. 事实上大家有没有发现啊，在这个社群媒体上就会充满，哇，这很多人对这些经典作品的美好回忆的一些 po 文。的确，这个樱桃小丸子就是我们童年的回忆。那也是因为啊，在这个卡通当中，我们看到樱桃小丸子它自然，然后却又深刻的勾勒出关于亲情、友情跟生活的日常，所以一定会深植每个人的心哦。And we saw the phrase be full of. What does
right.
that mean?
Be full of means you have a lot of something, or sometimes have as much as it can have. So a cup that is full of water can't hold any more water. Social media, of course, you can't fill it up. It can hold as many posts as you want. But here, be full of means you can see a lot of them.
That's yeah. right. Okay, be full of something 就是充满或是满满的什么什么，像是提到哦，又要提到吃或喝 a bottle full of milk、mm-hmm. or bin full of corn. Okay, but you can also have full of other things, not just food、
right.
or drinks.
You can be can't see.
Full of enthusiasm if you really, really like something a lot.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.And we also saw the adjective fond, right?
Right. People's fond memories. So if you are fond of something, often we say fond of. This means you like something or you have good or sweet feelings about it. If you're fond of a person, it could be in a friendly way or in a love kind of way. Aww. A fond memory is a memory that means a lot to you and you feel good when you remember it. The noun of this word is fondness. We add ness to make it a noun. So here's an example. I have fond memories of playing with my sisters in that forest when we were little.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 通常我们就是又会用 fond of 这个 phrase 来表示很喜欢什么的。Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're fond of somebody you really like or even love
yes.
this person.、
Mm-hmm.
But fond, okay, 当作形容词其实还有什么？还有美好的啦。或者是快乐的、啊、所以这里我们课文有提到就是快乐的童年回忆对不对 So you could also use this adjective to mean happy and loving、mm-hmm. So many of us have fond memories of our childhoods, right?
Yeah,、hmm. definitely
And classic, how would you explain this word?
Okay, classic is another vocab we have here. Talking about the show itself, the show is classic. Classic can be an adjective or a noun. In this case, it's an adjective. It means something is classic, might be old, but people still like it a long time later. Classic songs are songs that people love no matter what year they're from.A classic style, if you have a classic fashion style, is a style that can look great no matter when you wear it. This show is classic because people always love watching it, and it doesn't matter what year the episode is from, it's always fun to watch. Also, the noun form is a classic. So here's an example of the adjective. This song is so classic. My parents loved to dance to it when they were young, and my friends and I love it too.
Okay.
Do you know any songs like that?
I think Michael Jackson songs.
Oh,
I really love、
absolutely.
Michael Jackson songs.
Yes.
Right.
He's,
okay.
He's got classic songs.
I、yeah. know. Or even Mamma Mia. I think we were talking about that earlier、
uh-huh.
before.
We were.
Yes. Okay. Classic. Okay. 这个字当然可以当作形容词或是名词不过在本课是当作形容词来用就是经典的。像是经典的电影啦 classic movies, or classic songs, 我们刚刚有提到就是经典的歌曲啊。 而且刚刚 Kat 老师还补充 classic style. Like if you're wearing black and white, I think it's always...
You'll never be uncool if you wear black and white.
对啊，黑白就是经典色 ,OK, 不败的已经不退流行的。You could also have classic novels, 就是经典的一些小说啊。OK, 所以这些都是经典的用法。Or you could also use this word as a noun, like,Kat, mentioned earlier, so we can say something is a classic, right? 是一个经典之作。OK, 所以当作名词就要记得要说什么什么 is a classic.
Right. Okay, so talking about this classic show, Chibi Maruko-chan, the artist, I mean the artist who created the show, known by her pen name Momoko Sakura, first created the series in 1986 as a manga in a monthly magazine.
OK, 所以我们现在来看回他的作家啦，就是这个艺术家，笔名呢 ,pen name, OK, 就是 Sakura, 也就是樱桃子。他是在什么时候呢 ?1986 年第一次在一个月刊，其实再补充一下自己叫是一个少女漫画的杂志啦，然后就开始连载。OK, 那我们来看一下刚刚提到的 monthly, 它是一个形容词，就是每个月的。It's like our A Plus or 4U magazines, there are our monthly magazines.
Yes, they are, yeah. So, here we see a phrase known by, talking about she's known by her pen name Sakura. So when you're known by something, it means...People usually call them that, or it's how they know them. Maybe they don't know her real name. So even though Maruko-chan's artist has a different real name, which is actually Miki Miura, everyone calls her Momoko Sakura, or just Sakura. Nobody knows who Miura is if you say that to her, if you say that about her. Another example, the Republic of China is known by the name Taiwan, known by the name Taiwan. Yeah.
Or Taiwan was known by the name Formosa.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, 大家应该知道，那个美丽的岛就是 Formosa. Okay, be known by 就是被称为，也就是说大家都以这个名字知道它。
So, talking about the show again, its main character is Maruko, a 9-year-old girl who lives with her family in suburban Japan.
Okay, so suburban 就是郊区的，近郊的。Okay, 所以大家应该都知道主角樱桃小丸子，然后是一个九岁的女孩，她跟她的家人住在一起，就在日本的郊区哦。那大家应该都知道，通常都会描述小丸子跟家人还有同学们的生活趣事啊，那是有关亲情啦、友情，或者是一些生活的事情。反正呢，总这些东西都会让我们就是想到我们的童年，都是很类似的感觉哦。
Okay, Maruko is known for her easygoing personality that encourages grown-ups to hang in there and not take life too seriously.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. I like that too.
Okay, 所以为什么呢？哎，这个樱桃小丸子之所以哇会这么受欢迎，我们来看一下课文怎么说。他说他以他的随和个性而闻名，因为他会鼓励大人们，哎，不要遇到困境的时候呢就放弃啊，要怎么样 hang in there， 要坚持下去，不要把人生看得太严肃。OK, 哇，这真是太棒了。所以他的有一些的故事，因为非常贴近我们的日常生活，所以会产生一种认同感，然后我们就会从中学习怎么样乐观啦，然后这样子的成长。我们看回刚刚有提到的 be known for something. OK, 刚刚前面有提到 be known by, 就是被称为什么。这里的片语则是指以什么闻名，因为什么而有名。For example, the actor is known for his good looks.
Yeah.
OK, 那刚刚有提到 hang in there. 如果有人在生活可能很困苦、很辛苦，你就可以用 hang in there 来鼓励他，就是说坚持下去，再忍耐一会儿哦，事情总会过了，这样子的意思。We also saw the adjective easygoing to describe her personality. What does that mean?
So easygoing is someone who doesn't feel hurried or worried about life. They just take things in a natural, easy way, sort of a slow way. Easygoing people don't see the point in being pressured or trying to do too many things. They just want to enjoy their life.And they also make friends with others easily because of treating them warmly and calmly and making them feel relaxed. My brother is a really easygoing person. I always feel relaxed and happy spending time with him as an example of how you can use easygoing.
Okay, easygoing 就是随和的啦，它是一个形容词。那你可以提到一个随和的态度 ,an easygoing attitude or manner.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think, Kat, you're a very friendly, easygoing person.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I've had people tell me that my personality、mm-hmm. reminds them of Maruko.
Oh!
Yeah, so I'm、
nice.
Like, oh, that's good, I think.
So this article is all about your personality.
Oh, cool, very cool.
Nice. Okay, but usually a lot of grown-ups, they're way too serious. They're not、
oh,
so、
yeah.
easygoing, right?
Yeah, it's easy to forget how to have fun in your life.
That's
so
true.
Now we're talking about the word grown-up.
That's
this
right.
This is a noun or an adjective. In this sentence is a noun, but a grown-up is a kid's way to say adult, 18 or 20 years or older than that. It can also be an adjective talking about anything that's for adults. Here the article is speaking from a kid's perspective, talking about like,if you're Maruko looking at the grown-ups, so it uses the kid word. So if you can think of grown-up as being kind of an informal word, the opposite of kid, whereas、
oh.
the formal words, you could be adult and children. Yeah, so、mm. here's an example. All the grown-ups at our family's holiday party just talked about money and work, while all the kids went out to play and have fun.I want to be with the kids.
Same. Okay, so grown-ups 是在说谁呢？就在说我们成年人大人啦。那大家可能会对 adult 这个字 ,A-D-U-L-T, 比较可能比较熟悉就是成人嘛，就是这个字。但是呢，这 grown-ups 也是非常常用在口语当中，就很像我们口语会用 kid, OK, 小朋友来表示 children or child, 对不对？
Yeah, so if grown-ups are not very easygoing, usually they're taking something seriously,、
oh.
in this case, taking life too seriously.、
Right.
It means be very serious about something and not joke around. It can be a good or a bad thing. Taking your job or your schoolwork seriously means you'll work or you'll study hard to do well, and that's important to you. But taking life too seriously means、you could miss all the fun, so it's good to have a balance of taking things seriously and not taking other things seriously.
So true. Okay, take somebody or take something seriously, 就是认真看待某个人或某件事情。比方像是呢, his parents threatened to punish him, but he didn't take them seriously. So that、
yeah.
means he didn't believe that, you know, they would actually punish him. Okay, so he's probably continues to behave very, you know, immature like a kid.
Right.
Okay, well, let's continue reading.
Okay, so the childlike, innocent mood of the character, Maruko-chan,、
uh-huh.
made her a star in Japan.
这样她的纯真、坦率的个性让小丸子成为哇日本的明星，大家都知道她是谁。
Childlike here is another way to describe Maruko's personality.、Mm-hmm. It's an adjective、saying like a child in、
yeah.
a good way.、
Yeah.
Children are innocent. They know how to have fun. They're always trying to learn new things. These can all be great things to keep in your personality when you grow up. Another word like this, though, is childish.
Ooh.
Childish, which has almost an opposite meaning. Childish people had the bad qualities of children, like being selfish, being quick to get
like
angry,
a brat.
Being impatient and emotional. But here we're talking about Maruko has a good way to be a child. So she's not childish. I mean, not always、
Nuh-uh.
childish. Sometimes, yes. But most of the time, she's childlike. Okay, so here's an example.Even though my mother is already 60 years old, she has a childlike wonder that makes her enjoy life a lot.
Nice, okay.、Mm-hmm. Childlike, 其实这个是比较正面的形容词来形容哇你很天真的、啊、或是童稚的就像小朋友一样嘛。但注意哦如果你被人家形容或是你说人家很 childish, 这是指你很幼稚长不大甚至有点任性这样的意思。
Okay, so many of the stories and characters in Chibi Maruko-chan were taken from Sakura's own childhood growing up in the 1970s.
所以很多樱桃小丸子的故事跟角色其实就是刚好以作者樱桃子的童年生活为蓝本，然后是有关这1900年代的故事。
Mm-hmm. So here we see the noun childhood. It's going back to children. Childhood is the time when we are children, age like 0 to 13, maybe a little older, or talking about being a child. This can be added to a few other things like talking about being a certain person or thing, like adulthood, being adult, neighborhood, being neighbors. Likelihood means being likely. It can't be used for everything, but for these things, it's okay. So an example sentence is, I spent my childhood living in a small town, but my family moved to New York City when I started high school.
Childhood 就是童年或者是小朋友的时候，它是一个名词。
Mm-hmm. The manga series became extremely popular and was made into a cartoon television show in 1990, which continues even today.
Right, 这个连载漫画变得超人气的，然后呢，在1999年改编成卡通电视剧，那现在大家应该都知道它仍还是有播出哦。
This show has been aired in more than 60 countries. That's quite a lot.
Wow, 这个节目呢，其实在这个超过60个国家都有播出哦。Air 在这里是当作动词用，有播出，就是播送的意思。
Okay, it is still one of the most popular television shows in Asia as a whole.
Of course, 整体来说，这个樱桃小丸子仍然是亚洲最受欢迎的电视节目啦。
Mm-hmm. As a whole, we see this phrase here, means looking at the big picture. China, Japan, Taiwan, they're all parts of Asia, but Asia as a whole means the whole continent with all its countries. That means almost everywhere in Asia, Chibi Maruko-chan is very popular.
Very. Okay, as a whole, 就是总体上整体来看。For example, the company as a whole or overall is doing well.Okay, that's all the time for today's article.
Let's now
go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so here we are doing our For You Chat.
Yay!
And today's question is, who is your favorite cartoon character and why? Laura, please tell me.
Oh, I have so many, but if I have to choose one, I want to choose Dumbo.
Oh, Dumbo.
Yo,
the little elephant with the big ears.
His story is very encouraging, I guess. Because, like, you know, he was kind of shy and also he felt really bad because he had super big ears.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he could fly with his ears.
Yeah, so he discovered his talent.
Yeah, I know. So cute. And I also love the animal elephants. So
that's
probably why I love Dumbo so much. What about you?
I think my favorite cartoon character has got to be Totoro.
Oh, yeah, I love Totoro as
Yeah, he's so big, but he's really huggable
and
magical. Yeah.
Kind of think he will protect you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're out of time, but we'd love to chat more. But don't worry, because we have our day 2 tomorrow, don't we?
That's right. So we'll be back for day 2 for English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
Bye. See you later.
The Fantasy World of Chibi Maruko-chan. In Japan, few animated shows are more widely loved than the one based on the Japanese manga series Chibi Maruko-chan. In fact, social media is full of posts that share people's fond memories of this classic show. The artist, known by her pen name Momoko Sakura, first created the series in 1986 as a manga in a monthly magazine. Its main character is Maruko, a 9-year-old girl who lives with her family in suburban Japan. Maruko is known for her easygoing personality that encourages grown-ups to hang in there and not take life too seriously. The childlike, innocent mood of the character made her a star in Japan. Many of the stories and characters in Chibi Maruko-chan were taken from Sakura's own childhood growing up in the 1970s. The manga series became extremely popular and was made into a cartoon television show in 1990, which continues even today. This show has been aired in more than 60 countries. It is still one of the most popular television shows in Asia as a whole.
Vocabulary Review.
Fond. Seeing her old dolls and toys brought back fond memories for Debbie. Classic. Dennis only likes classic movies from the 20th century, not new ones. Easygoing. Olivia is pretty easygoing, but her sister Sue is always worrying about something. Grown up. If you get lost or need help, you can ask a grown up, like a police officer. Childlike. Although she is now in college, Julia still has a childlike laugh. Childhood. I lived in the U.S. during my childhood, but now I live in Taiwan.